Bachelors. May I help you?
Is Paul available?
He's with a customer. Can I help you or take a number and call back?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, let me know if you're ready. I'll just leave a message, I guess.
Pardon me?
Yeah, I'll just leave my number, I guess.
Okay. What's the first name?
My name is Steve.
Hold on. Is there something I can help you with, Steve, or not really?
Maybe, possibly. I was actually just looking to follow up with him, actually, on something. Since he's not available, is there anybody that, like, that helps him, like, with financial decisions of the company, like a controller or an office manager?
Yeah. Are you dealing with our company presently?
Not presently, no. I was actually just, like I said, trying to follow up here. I sent out an offer to the business about 2.5 weeks ago. I don't know.
Well, I can give you his wife, but... Mm-hmm. I don't think it's going to help you. I'll put you on hold.
Okay.
Wait, that's not that has nothing to do with the initiation fee. That's the cost.
Correct.
That's the amount.
Now, I have programs. Let's say you borrow $100,000.
Thank you for holding. This is Annie.
Hi, Annie. This is my name is Steve. I'm calling from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Fine, thank you.
Good. Hey, I know you're busy, Annie. I'm not really trying to take up much of your time here. Just really trying to follow up with you on something. I had sent out an offer to you guys about 2.5 weeks ago. I don't know if you'd seen that come across your desk at all. I know it's the fourth quarter. I know a lot of electrical companies and construction companies are getting a little more busier. So that's what I'm doing a phone call here for. It's in reference to some prior financing you guys did with Transamerica. Does that ring a bell at all to you? It's a couple years back. Okay. So all that means that you guys have some good borrowing history, and we wanted to throw our hat in the ring and, you know, see if you guys could use our pre-approval for you guys, which was for some capital or equipment. I think it was up to like $250,000. If you guys could use it, great. If not, is there any time of the year that you guys look to do that kind of thing?
I would say not right now at all. Maybe in the spring, that
springtime
might look feasible. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just out of curiosity, did you happen to see our offer come through the mail at all? It was good old-fashioned snail mail.
Nope, I did not see anything like that, no.
That's okay. I'm sure you probably get a lot of them, so I know they usually go to the trash can, which is understandable. But yeah, what it was just a pre-approval for some equipment financing or some working capital, so I understand you have no need right now, so that's great. I guess I could just follow up with you back in the spring. Do you guys ever take advantage of the tax return, the 179?
I give everything to my accountant, so he would be the one looking into all that.
Oh, okay. All right, that's really fun. How's business been for you guys? Pretty good?
It's been up and down, roller coaster, you know. One day it's good, and next day it's bad, but... We're doing okay, though.
Well, that's good. You guys up from last year, at least?
We're probably breaking just about even.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Are you guys ever trying to expand?
No. We're 103 years old, so no.
103?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Wow. All started in the family?
Yes, my husband and I are third generation owners.
Oh, wow. How'd you get into the business? Just because it's in the family, or?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
Oh, okay.
We are the oldest retail establishment in Medina County. So.
Really? And you guys, what do you guys sell? Just out of curiosity, like a bunch of
We sell washers and dryers, all major appliances, televisions, just that sort of stuff.
Okay. Pretty big floor.
Yes. Mhm.
Okay. Awesome. What do you think pushes the most, refrigerators or TVs?
Oh, refrigeration. There is no money in television. No money at all. No.
Why is that?
I truly think it's because every time you turn around, they're making a newer model, which is more upgraded. But with refrigeration, we sell more refrigeration than anything. That and washers.
Washers?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everybody has to have clean clothes, right?
Yeah, that's right. Everybody has to have that, yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good. Is there a busy time of the year for you guys, or is it year-round?
This time now is pretty busy. January, February, March are very, very slow for us, but that's just because of the holiday.
Yeah.
And right before school, it's pretty slow because everyone is holding on to their money for back to school. So.
Yeah, I gotcha. You guys ever thought about doing a back to school sale? Just kidding. Just kidding.
We belong to a buying group, and because of that, we are able to compete with big box stores, and we offer incentives that they cannot because we're a small independent dealer.
Oh, wow. I gotcha. But you guys get pretty busy for the December, though, don't you? I'm sure husbands are buying a lot of... I hope they're not buying it for their wives. Mm-hmm. Washers and dryers.
Well, you know, it's amazing. What a lot of women really prefer to have for a holiday
really?
Gift. Is, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I feel weird buying my fiancé a washer and dryer.
Yeah, but, you know, we have more people that come in and say, this is what I'm buying, you know, whether it be a birthday, anniversary, or holiday gift. It's because that's what they're in need of, and they won't spend the money themselves on that.
Amazing. Do you guys do a lot of marketing then for the busy season when you know it's right around the corner?
Through our buying group, they do that for us, yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I gotcha. And do they, like, set up magazines and all that stuff? Do your buying group?
We have television ads that go on to, like, Home and Garden TV and, just some of the local cable channels that we have here in Wadsworth. So, mm-hmm. And it's also into a local newspaper that we have here also.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
We have co-op advertising, so.
How does that work?
It basically depends on how much money that we sell during the year, and then they co-op that amount and give us a percentage.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. And those commercials, like, run for, like, what, like 30 seconds or something like that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
During the Super Bowl?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right on. Well, it's very nice. Well, how about this, Annie? Would it be okay? I know you don't have any right now. But since you didn't happen to see the one come through the direct mail, do you have, like, an email I could just send you just a little bit of information? It'll summarize, you know, like, the offer that I was talking about. And, you know, if the need ever does arise, maybe you could just take a look at us and, you know, see what we have to offer.
Okay, sure. It is W-S as in Sam, Bixler, B-I-C-K-S-S in Sam, L-E-R,
L-E-R,
at gmail.com.
gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
And just to verify, it was WSVICKSSLER
mm-hmm.
at Gmail. Perfect.
Yes.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Annie. Thank you for your time. I do appreciate it. And then would it be okay with you if I just follow up with you, you know, in the springtime or something like that?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, thank you so much. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.